You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenura joins us as usual. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, a couple of things to talk about in the month of August. We've had across the Corn Belt pretty decent amounts of rain. I suspect moisture content is good enough to make it through this month for the most part for both the corn and the soybean crops. However, August is the month for soybeans, and temperatures do make a difference. Let's start there. What do you think about temperatures and fluctuations as we move through the rest of this month?
Well, we don't think temperatures are going to be exactly ideal or exactly problematic. You could kind of look at it both ways. On the one hand, we'll have occasional heat. We're seeing that today, and we're going to see that at times next week. But between these periods of heat, it will be cool. Take a look at what happens tomorrow and then last through Sunday. High temperatures will only be in the 70s and 80s with lows in the 50s and 60s across the Corn Belt. That's generally considered very good conditions for corn and soybean development. But again, once we get into next week, things aren't quite as good. High temperatures around 90, low temperatures around 70. So you put all of this together, we'll essentially be seeing fluctuating temperatures with any given day fairly close to normal or a little bit above it. And we expect that to last through 10 days and more than likely through 2 weeks.
And if you look further out, do you see any real change in that pattern?
Not at this point. You always have to keep an eye on the weather every day. We've seen that many times in history where if you expect one pattern to last too long, you can often be surprised. So we always have to look at the weather. But just from what we can see today and what we've been seeing over the last couple of weeks, we just aren't super concerned at this point for any sustained period of heat to develop. But at the same time, we don't think there will be a sustained period of coolness either. So again, we're kind of in that middle range, not ideally cool, but also not problematically hot.
Can you look back and maybe summarize how you view the growing season for different parts of the United States? And I suppose if you want to divide it up into segments, that's fine. But really, what has happened to this point?
Well, the easiest way to look at it would just kind of be to take it month by month. If you look at what happened during the corn and soybean planting season back in April and May, there weren't too many problems. Most areas were planted on time, and from that point forward, things were looking okay, at least initially. But then we got later into June, and what happened was is that it stayed dry and it stayed hot for a fairly long period of time. If you look at the Corn Belt, temperatures were the 18th warmest of the last 121 years. And if you look at rainfall, it was around the 11th driest. So pretty warm and dry in June. That had a lot of people concerned leading into July because we know that generally the most important period for corn and soybean development begins around July 1st and then continues through August and eventually ends in September. Once we got into July, things started to change, and we even saw some of these changes in the beginning of June. But essentially what happened is we saw big rains everywhere. Widespread coverage of heavy rain dominated the month of July. Unofficially, it's been the number 5 wettest of the last 121 years in the Corn Belt. And that essentially wiped out what could have been a serious problem for a lot of corn and soybeans. Now here we are in August, and we're looking at weather that isn't exactly great, but isn't exactly problematic. We've seen widespread rain leading up to this period. There are a few dry pockets out there, namely in parts of Indiana and Ohio. But in general, things just aren't looking all that bad at the moment. We do emphasize, though, weather going forward does matter. So even though we know what has happened to this date, we don't know exactly what's going to happen over the next few weeks. If it were to stay wet and turn cool, that would be a great situation for both corn and soybeans. If it were to turn hot and dry, that would be a bit of a problem because you still need more rain, even though, as you noted, soil moisture is fairly good at the moment. But at least what we see right now, we think it's going to end up being fairly stormy going forward and a little bit to the warm side, but not too hot, not too cool, not too dry, and not too wet. So everything's kind of right in the middle. Maybe not the easiest answer, but that's kind of the way it looks today.
Thanks so much for taking time to explain that to me. I do appreciate it. And thanks for being with us again this week.
Yeah, you're welcome, Todd. I'll talk to you later.
Mike Tenura is with T-Storm Weather. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.